You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Time for a little more early BP. I'm Mike Farron. The D-backs fell 3 out of a wild card spot yesterday with an 8-1 loss to the Colorado Rockies in the first of this 9-game homestand. Merrill Kelly tagged for 4 runs in the 6th inning in the D-backs' loss, and there were very few bright spots. David Peralta on base 3 times. Ketel Marte stayed hot with 3 more hits yesterday. We'll talk about that more in just a moment. Tonight, D-backs go for game 2 of this series with Zach Greinke on the mound against right-hander John Gray for Colorado. The BP show comes up at 6 o'clock on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station in the Valley, and on the D-backs network. But in a little bit, we'll visit with Torrey Lovello, the D-backs manager. We mentioned Ketel Marte. He's making a push for the All-Star game. The All-Star voting has changed a little bit this year. They are now in the primary election phase, now through Friday. The top 3 players at each position, except for the outfield, they'll take the top 9, will end up in a runoff election with 2 days of voting, and fans can select the starters from that. But Marte in position to be in that final group of second basemen. We had a chance to catch up with the All-Star hopeful. Okay, it's been a heck of a start to the year. How have you felt overall?
I feel great. I feel stronger. I feel my mind is ready to play every day, so my body feel hurt. I just want to feel hurt. I know what I can do.
You talked about feeling stronger. What were the things that you did getting ready for this season that helped to make you stronger?
Working on my body, trying to get my pop. I just working on my leg, just working on my swing. I take a lot of swing over there every day, Monday to Friday, every day. Every day. After the season last year, I just take a vacation for like 2 weeks, and then after that, I go work for have a better season.
I don't think that's something that many people outside of this clubhouse know about you, is that you work really hard. Where did you develop that hard work mentality?
If you want to stay in this level, you got to work hard. I got an uncle who used to play baseball on this level, and he punched me. He want me to get a better player. He want me to be one of the best in this level. So that's all, I just focus and work hard to trying to be one of the best in this level.
You've made some adjustments, though, too, especially left-handed. Hands came lower. Power's taken off. What went into the changes that you made? Who helped you with that?
Myself.
You did it? You decided myself. On your own?
Yeah, myself. I just do whatever I had to do for comfortable. DC, he hurt me a lot too. Hinks, Drew, everybody here hurt me, trying to make me feel good at the play, because they know that I got a talent, but I got to, kill any to try to be at like 15 years on this level.
I think what's been impressive too is that you have made adjustments faster and faster every at bat. It seems like game to game you make pitch to pitch adjustments faster. How have you felt about that, in the way that you're able to figure out what pitchers are doing to you faster?
You got to make adjustments here in this level. You got to make adjustments, and you have to be quick, because we got a lot of video on this level. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of video, and you gotta be your coach, your ump coach. I mean, I know what I had to do at there. If I wanna be better, if I wanna be better, just trying to make adjustments, be quick. Try to watch my video every day, know who's gonna pitch the next day. So, it kind of process, it kind of routine.
I loved on the home runs as the road trip went on. You were pointing, it looked like, to the bullpen. Was that something? How did that start?
Yeah. They told me that every time when I hit a home run, turn to put the finger over there for the bullpen, for my guy, to the pitching. So trying to have fun, that's it.
What would it mean to you if you were able to make it to the All-Star game this year?
That's my dream. I can't wait for it. I think I had the number to be there. So I got to, wait for that day. And then I hope we'll be there.
With you, David's obviously having another good year. Eduardo's having a great year. Have you talked at all about the 3 of you maybe going together?
Yeah, why not? We've been having a good year. I hope we be in the All-Star game with my 2 Latin guys. So, it's going to be fun.
What's this clubhouse like? How are you guys close as teammates, the whole group of you?
Yeah, we together every time. We have fun here. We together. We trying to help each other.
Cattell, we appreciate the time. Continued success.
Thank you.
Cattell Marte, one of the hopefuls for the All-Star game for the D-backs. He is well-deserving. 20 home runs. Now the batting average up over 290 on the year, having just a terrific year. You can go to dbacks.com/vote. Cast your votes for your favorite D-backs players for the All-Star game, and there are more than a couple that are deserving. Eduardo Escobar is currently in the top 10 at third base. He's having a very good year. David Peralta, actually on the outside looking in right now. He's not even in the top 20 in outfielders. I think it could be nice to get a nice push for David here, as he's had a fantastic season for the D-backs overall. But go to dbacks.com/vote for more on that. All right, let's visit with the manager, Torey Lovello.
Such a good road trip, and then last night, just I think you would probably call it a dud. What happened last night?
Well, you know, we had the day off, and maybe we had a little hangover from that day off. Things were going in such a very positive direction offensively, and I had great expectations, especially day one against the Rockies. And we just didn't get off to a good start. The two-run home run put us against the wall a little bit, and then we fought back. And I think the sixth inning was something that kind of closed the deal on us. We were within striking distance, and then they just had too much space there at that point in time, and changed the complexion of the game. But offensively, I felt like we were going through the motions early. And sometimes that happens after off days, but I felt like we needed to do a little bit more and grind down some at-bats, grind it out a little bit, get some runners on base. We just couldn't take advantage of some situations.
Yeah, you did have base runners. I mean, I think you left 10 in the game, right? Mm-hmm. So was it just the timing of when you were starting to create traffic?
Yeah, I think it's that guy that gets up there with two outs with men on and gets that big base hit that gets you over the top and gets your engine started. We just never got out of the gate. It was just a slow-moving, slow-paced day for us. We had the runners. We had moments that were built, but we just couldn't get the big hit.
Carson Kelly had a rough game defensively yesterday. What did you see, and what, if anything, did you guys or did Robbie Hammack talk with him about after yesterday?
Well, you know, this is what I usually do, and it's no secret. I'll usually talk to Robbie and just give him some instructions about what I saw and what I want to see improve, and then I let the coaches coach. And they deliver those messages. So I saw the same things everybody else did. You know, it was a catcher's interference, and that does happen from time to time. Maybe there's a little bat drop and barrel drop, and he gets clipped. And I just felt like there was a little bit of complacency with some of the setups and some of the blocks that he should have been making. But Carson is very good, and he's very gifted, and he's very tough-minded, and I know that he's frustrated by what happened. So we deliver a soft message when needed. We deliver a harder message when needed. So I put that on Robbie. I feel like if we get Carson back out there as soon as we possibly can, you won't see it happen again.
And he's back out there today, and I'm going to talk about that in a moment. But obviously one of the big moments was a wild pitch that he thought was a foul ball, didn't go after. How do you handle that in that situation where you're pretty sure you're in the right? I know you went on to talk to Ted Barrett about it too.
Yeah.
But versus, you know, what was actually called by the umpire.
Yeah, well, I believe the player. And I could tell by Carson's reaction, and this is what I told Ted, I've never seen him do something like that. I've never seen him not chase after a ball. I never saw him not block a ball nor chase after a ball. So that's telling me that that ball was foul tipped. And Ted's one of the best and most honest umpires in the league. And he said, Torey, just I don't have that as a foul ball. So I asked for help from the sides. You can't replay it. He said there was nothing I could do and that the call stood. When I got back to the dugout, we did get a chance to look at it on our own internal replay, and it was not a foul ball. It was not technically a foul tip in our eyes. So I felt like at that point in time, that's when I called over Robbie, and I said I wanted to make sure I address these things. It's my job to make sure that doesn't happen again. I think we'll be fine.
And Carson Kelly behind the plate tonight, catching Zach Greinke for the first time. What went into that?
This was going to be something that I wanted to examine at some point in time during the course of the year, whether Alex was healthy or John Ryan was here. I was going to let Carson get this opportunity. And Carson's in a really good spot. Despite the game yesterday, and I know that we just spoke about that, I feel like he's in a good spot overall, and I wanted to see what he could do with Zach. And the combination of the two of them, I feel like one can carry the other at any given time. I'm not so concerned about him.
All right. You faced John Gray again tonight. The last time you faced him, he had pretty good numbers against you guys. He's had a little bit more success against lefties than righties this year with his fastball. How do you view him coming into tonight?
Yeah, well, it's still the power stuff. It's a power fastball, down fastballs, up fastballs. It's, you know, he's changed his secondary stuff from a changeup to a slider to a curveball, but he's got a good feel for that pitch, and when the secondary pitch, whatever he's feeling at that moment, he can go to it. But it's really about getting on the fastball, staying on the fastball, and not missing it.
All right, Skipper.
Thanks so much.
D-backs skipper Torrey Lovello joining us as we get you ready for the D-backs and the Colorado Rockies. Remember, first pitch coming up at 6:40 on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station and on the D-backs Network, on the At-Bat app, on Sirius XM, on TuneIn, all sorts of places. We'll talk to you tomorrow for some more early BP.